Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Save us, and we will be saved, for you are the one we praise. Amen. Text for consideration today is recorded for us in the book of Luke, chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. God's word is truth. Amen. What is it you want? And if we had everything you want, would it be enough? Would it satisfy the cravings of the soul? You have to meet Zacchaeus, because he's already been there at that question. As a chief tax collector of Jericho, he was a very important and wealthy man. He had money, recognition, and everything that those things could buy. He didn't have people's love and affection, but hey, you can't have it all. And he didn't care. He couldn't care to be in his line of business. And even as Zacchaeus got everything he wanted, sorry to say it, but it has to be said, Zacchaeus still came up short. No matter what he pursued and achieved, he was still left wanting, still left craving, still hungry, because his pursuits of glory didn't measure up to what was promised. They didn't fill his soul. They never could. What is your pursuit? Does it measure up to what was promised? What do you find glory in? Glory is kavod in the Hebrew. It carries with it the sense of heaviness. What do you give weight to in your life? That answers the glory question. And the glory this world offers is numerous and it is tempting, and that these things are not gods, but they can become gods, an idol to your soul. Really, anything can. There's fame and influence. There's acquisition of wealth at any expense. Being hounds for the extreme, nothing will stop your pursuit of it. Finding glory in yourself, a beauty queen with the heart of Maleficent, sports, a player or a fan, having a complex that dictates this world needs me. It could even be this, depravity of good. In the book of Philippians, it talks about people who find glory in their shame. Maybe it's not something you consume, but something that consumes you, pills and needles for a brief moment of pleasure. Lust let in through the eyes and embraced with the mind. Malice towards others because they do not kowtow to your every whim. The world has many things to offer you. A marketplace of items that you can make your glory calls out to you as you pass on through this life. And at times, we have a shopping cart full of funny things that we put our glory in. If you just stop and take a look at what you fill your soul with, it makes you stop and think. And that's where Zacchaeus was today. His soul was screaming, "This has got to stop." The truth of the matter is, we were designed for more than the pursuit of pleasure. The hard truth is that we will never find relief if we seek satisfaction in the things of this world. It's nothing more than a chasing of the wind. And once you're exhausted and weary from that pursuit, you're left empty-handed and disappointed. You've wasted valuable time chasing nothing when you could have been pursuing true joy and peace. The problem is our sinful hearts are black holes of discontentment, devouring relationships and possessions, all the while screaming, "I need more." We are famished and thirsty, but this world cannot provide the answer. It cannot provide peace. There must be something way more important than what I put my glory in here. St. Augustine penned these words of prayer. "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and we are restless until we find rest in you." And Jesus is passing through. Do you want to see him? Zacchaeus did. Maybe from a distance. And he doesn't want to get too close. He doesn't want to get burned again. But he's heard of Jesus. He's heard of this parable Jesus gave about a goody-two-shoe Pharisee and a tax collector like himself in worship. And the Pharisee was going on and on about how great he was. "Thank you, God, for making me who I am." My wife, she does not know how good she's got it. My friends, you do not know how blessed you are to be even sitting this close to me. This world, you are welcome for my presence among you. But thank you especially for making me not like that tax collector over there. And the tax collector on the other hand, he wouldn't even look up to the heavens, but he asks God in tears of remorse over his sin, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Jesus said that the tax collector went home justified before God, declared not guilty. That the tax of sin upon his soul was paid for by God. Zacchaeus wants to know more. And you want to know the crazy thing? Jesus seeks him out. The same way Jesus seeks you and me out, Jesus gets close and personal. He calls you by name, even if you aren't wearing a name tag. Jesus makes it clear what is of divine necessity. I must stay at your house today. Zacchaeus welcomed him gladly. But then there is the murmur of the crowds, the grumbling of gossips. He has gone to be the guest of a sinner. You know how awkward this is for Zacchaeus. And how awkward it is for Jesus. The glory of this world and the glory of God can't occupy the same soul. One has got to give, one has got to go. And the crowds, they were so filled with the sin of pride that there was no room for Jesus and his mercy. But Zacchaeus makes room. The pursuits of worldly glory, where Zacchaeus put the weight of his soul, he gets rid of those. He confesses the sin of wrongly placed glory, and Jesus takes his sin away. We need a Zacchaeus moment. Lord, for misplaced glory and for the foolish pursuits of sin, forgive us, Lord. Let us climb down whatever totem pole of grandeur we have perched ourselves on and welcome the message of Jesus, which is the glory of God. Jesus, he's just passing through Jericho. He's going to Jerusalem to bring about the glory of salvation. Good Friday is maybe about a week and a half away from this very moment. Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, he's going to Jerusalem about 14 miles away, and he's going there with a purpose. Jesus suffers and dies on the cross to become the full payment for all the foolish things we put our glory in. You and I, we are forgiven the sins of idolatry in the heart. And the salvation that has come to your house and mine is the risen Lord Jesus Christ. In response to all of this, Zacchaeus amends his sinful life. He gives the trophies of his former glory to the poor. They are pale in comparison to knowing Jesus and his glory. And he'll check the books to right the wrongs of ill-gotten pursuits. He pursues the presence of the glory of God. The story of Zacchaeus is really our story. God himself pursues you relentlessly, calls you by name, and brings salvation to you. With joy in our hearts, we welcome the one who saved us from sin and the pursuits that have left us lost. We welcome the one who fills the soul with the glory of God. With that, we are satisfied. We are filled. Amen. Now may the grace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.